Hola, I'm Paulina.
Hi, I'm Bricia. And we're sisters, friends, daughters, wives, and business owners following our dreams, just striving to be a better version of ourselves every day. All right, and we're also moms.
Welcome to the Super Mama Sisterhood.
And I was jumping on the waves with Krista, and it was like, oh my God, this is the best ever. We get in the car, we get home. She cries because I woke her up. I was like, I wish I didn't have any kids within like 3 hours.
She stopped me right there. She was like, Brisa, I want you to understand this. I seriously believe that our children choose us and we don't choose our children.
Right.
Your baby chose you to be his mom. Mm-hmm. He knew what kind of mom he wanted. And he chose you as his mom.
Oh, that's really nice. We're all sisters here to inspire, support, and guide each other to dream bigger and to enjoy every moment of this extraordinary journey that is womanhood. ¿Listas?
Here we go.
Super Mamas!
Hi, Super Mamas. This is Bricia. And this week in the show, we have the fabulous, talented, and beautiful Cristela Alonso, voice of Cruz Ramirez in the new Pixar movie, Cars 3. Oh my gosh, she's like a sister to us. You guys are going to love her. This episode was hilarious. So buckle your seatbelts and enjoy the show.
I'm gonna mention...
Hello! Good morning, sisters.
Hello.
How's everyone doing?
Guess whose voice is that?
Hello.
By the way, your voice sounds different on the trailer.
I know.
Do they
did a different voice.
Oh, a ver, es like.
A ver. They don't even know who I am.
Let's guess who you are. Do like a bit of the trailer.
Okay. The beach ate me.
The what?
The beach ate me.
Poquito más.
You want me to tell the whole movie?
Why don't you do something like, I want to see like your face when you do that voice. Come on, do like, this morning I woke up and I had a cup of coffee.
So this morning I woke up and I was super hungry. So I ate some huevos and I made some salchichon and I made some tortillas and I ate a couple of tacos and with coffee and it was so good.
Oh my God, I can't believe I'm like right next to Cruz Ramirez. I'm like a child right now.
No, you're next to Cristela Alonso. Cruz
Ramirez. AKA Cruz Ramirez.
I know.
But we'll get to your interview in a little bit. Paulina, how was your week? Because you have already seen the movie.
I have already seen the movie and I love it. That's why my daughter's in the back. She was so excited to be here today and she has her own like Cars outfit on because she was like, I'm going to ask. She told me, I'm going to ask her if she can play with me.
Do you think she was expecting an actual yellow car to show up?
No, she knows. She knows.
There's probably some adults that do expect that.
They're gonna be like,
wait, what?
Why aren't you a car? Mira, that's why I don't go to movies, because they lie to you.
Yeah, we loved it. And then after we went to the junket, which was like my first junket ever, and I was like,
"What did you think of the junket?"
I was like, just like with my mouth open, just looking at all those people in front of me, and it was like really fun. You know, I had never attended something like that, and I thought it was really cool just to see a different perspective on the movie because it makes you understand it so much differently, right? Yeah. Just how no, but also like. What went into the story and all of that. I wrote a piece about it and how the director was very intentional about the message that he wanted to deliver.
Yeah.
And how
check it out on supermamas.la on our community page.
And I loved it. And then we went to Disneyland, which is like my favorite ever with my kids.
Yes.
So it was like a whole weekend just of like a Cars weekend that we did. It was really cool.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Cristela.
Different movie.
I had nothing to do with it.
Different movie. That's The Rock. Our guest for next week.
Wow, you guys got big names over here in Super Mama Land. Man.
Oh Super my God. Papa. Is he a dad?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. Is he?
I think so.
We will ask him next week. So anyway, welcome to the show, Cristela.
Thank you, Bricia.
Before we started, can we share of how we met? I feel like it's a really good story.
It is a good story.
Right?
Because years later, here we are. We're still here.
Years later, like three years. 3 years later. Now we're like almost like sisters.
Yes. Yes.
Like practically.
Like practically. Almost. Almost. Like on the side of paper.
Yeah. Almost. But I'm going to tell the story of how we met really quick. And then we'll take a break and we'll come back with the full on interview with Gisela. But on the quick, it was a Wednesday morning. I woke up to a text from Patty and Linda, like as I usually do. And it was about you. About Cristela. Like, have you heard of this woman, Cristela Alonso? Check this out. And they send me a link of an essay you wrote about your mom and about how your new show was coming out, Cristela, on ABC.
Yeah.
And I read that essay that you wrote and I started crying. Okay. This is in my bed. Like, I had just woken up.
Right.
And I was like, oh my God, I want to meet this woman. She's so inspirational. Like, oh my God, that's so amazing. It's so amazing. So I woke up crying. I come to work, and lo and behold, Cristela Alonso is having breakfast in my restaurant.
I posted a picture on Instagram.
Yeah. What? I think so.
Yes. I posted a picture.
I think you were with your brothers.
Yes. I was with my brothers. We were about to go to San Diego for the day. I remember. And they wanted, and my brothers, they're like the Mexicans that only eat Mexican food.
That's really the kind of brothers I'm down with. Those and other brothers.
They were here and they were like, where do we get Mexican food? And I was like, oh, we got to go to Galaguetza. And I Instagrammed the picture because I love the murals outside. Yeah. So I took a picture of the murals and I said, and I just posted something about being at Galaguetza and like, 5-10 minutes later, you were at the table. Like, you were at the table.
Yeah, that's right.
Not only that, but I want to say the rest of the story because I saw it from my perspective.
Okay, say the rest of the story.
Then I'm walking down the restaurant, and then all of a sudden, I see because back then she still had no feelings.
This
is pre-baby.
That's true.
Sure. So imagine like me right now without feelings, you guys.
She had no feelings.
Wait, feelings?
She had no feelings. So I'm walking down the restaurant and then I turn around and I see her and she's like bawling. She's like crying her eyes out. And I was like, who is that? And I didn't recognize you. And I was like, is that like a friend from high school? What's going on over there? Like, I didn't know.
Yeah.
I mean, she's crying. And then so I go.
To you.
Yes. In front of my brothers. My brothers are probably like, what the hell do you do here when we're not around? Why is she scared of you?
Like, wait, you're famous?
And then after I was like, who was that? Like, what's happening? She's like, that was Cristela. And then, you know, she showed me the piece and I was like, what is wrong with you? Who are you right now?
And then Paulina was like, are you pregnant? And I was like, no. Lo and behold, I was pregnant.
What did you find out? How much later did you find out?
Like that weekend.
Really? Yeah. That was like days later.
Yeah, days later.
My God.
And I was like, no wonder I cried. No.
All these feelings I have all of a sudden.
All of a sudden I have feelings?
So what we're saying is that the day that Bricia and I met, she discovered she had a heart.
Pretty much.
I had two hearts. My baby's heart and my heart. Which really wasn't one of those. And with that, let's take a break and then we come back and let's get to our interview with Cristela Alonso. We'll be right back.
I just wanted to let that moment happen because I was like, it's such a beautiful moment.
It's so beautiful. She's got feelings. Welcome back. Okay, yeah, okay, we get it.
Okay, we're still laughing about Bricia happy feelings. Like, we're still laughing.
Like, that's a bad thing. Anyway. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations. How many times have you heard that? A lot.
Not many, actually.
Not many. What? Congratulations. No.
Actually, you know what's funny is that you were there at the press junket last weekend. I don't think anybody said congratulations.
But I do have to say that most of the questions were addressed to you.
Yes, they were.
And I was like, dang.
Drop the mic.
Yeah.
And it was mainly about you. And I was like, this is crazy. I was like, I was very, very happy.
It's weird because you're on this panel with like, you're there with Armie. Like Kerry
Washington.
Kerry Washington.
I was like, is Kerry, you know, what's his name?
You mean Owen Olivia Wilson? Pope?
Olivia Pope was there.
Was she there to handle something?
Yeah. Car stuff got really serious in this one.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
For real. Like, congratulations.
That's
like,
so cool.
Like, Has it hit you yet? Because we've had conversations about
not yet
this before.
It hasn't hit me yet. We've, and had, it's because, well, the movie comes out today.
Today. Mm-hmm.
So I'm not ready.
I love that you're spending your Friday morning with us on the day of the release of the biggest thing of your life.
I was thinking about that when I saw it on the calendar. I'm like, this is the perfect way to start the day. I was like, this is because I remembered that day that we met, and I'm like, it kind of makes sense that we're here today.
And really, we were the first ones you told about your thing.
Yes, yes, I remember. You guys have been there secretly all my life.
We have been like such a huge part of this journey.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, when you get up there and receive your Oscar, you're counting your Golden Globe, you're going to be like, I would just like to thank the Lopez sisters, the Lopez family for always
to thank the Lopez sisters and the hermano, Fernando, for his awesome micheladas.
Anyway, so we've had conversations about how like it just, it hasn't really fully hit you, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, the premiere last week,
like,
right?
Oh, crap.
How was that?
Everybody asked me if I was having fun, and I wasn't having fun because it was so overwhelming. Yeah. That fun is something that you
you
have.
You look gorgeous.
Thank you. I was really happy with how I looked because I knew I was going to get photographed. And I, you know, like one bad thing and that whole set of photos goes bad. I was telling people it was so overwhelming because it's so much and you can't have fun until you're comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't be comfortable at your first one of something that big.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So I was very nervous. And also, everybody knows the other people in the movie. You know, I'm like the least least famous from the cast. So I was scared that people would ignore me.
Hello. Is that how you woke up thinking? Like,
yes.
Were those your fears?
I was afraid of falling. because I'm such a tomboy that I wear. Like, look, like you guys can't see it. We'll maybe take a picture. Look at the tan line on my feet. That's how much I wear these sandals.
I can see it.
Like, they look like zebras like that you take pictures socks. In Mexico with at the plaza. Like, right here. It's like right there.
Yeah.
But, like, so
you
I was.
The Birkenstock tan line.
Yes, like really bad. So I was nervous that I was going to fall because I'm not used to wearing high heels. And I'm like, oh, that's like the last thing I need for like this Mexican to fall in front of everybody. It's like, oh my God. I was afraid that they were going to be like, man, like, what is she doing? She's so clumsy. So I was afraid of, I was also afraid of the reaction that people would have to the movie. Because you have to see
right.
You have to see it with everybody.
Yeah.
And if they don't like it, you're there to see that they don't like it.
Right.
So I was really, nervous. I didn't even think about it.
How was the reaction when you guys saw it?
I don't know. Honestly, you know, it's like I'm always very hard on myself. So
I love that. I mean, I really, and that's why when I wrote the piece, I just said that this was
that
the
you can
perfect...
find us at supermamas.la on our community page.
That this role was written for you.
Yeah.
Because it's like your story in a car version.
Yeah.
Which I thought it was incredible. I was like, in case you guys didn't know, this is your background and it goes with the background of the story of the movie.
Yeah.
And then, like, I just really love the way they champion your character, you know? I was very happy. I was crying at the end and I was so happy because, you know, I just don't think that this is the first time that my kids actually see themselves in a character like that. Like,
yeah.
They watch so many Disney movies, they watch so many cartoons, but the fact that they, you know, could identify with what they saw was amazing. I think it was like a huge deal for the whole Latino community and as girls.
Absolutely.
The week before that, I actually wrote a piece about how much people are giving me shit that I'm having another girl. And you know, I swear, like somebody told me I should change my baby sex within my womb because there's, you know, something.
Can you do that?
I don't know.
And they started Googling it.
No, I didn't. But you know what I mean? I was like, I wrote this whole thing because I was like, why? Why is it that? Because you're a girl, you're like,
yeah.
You know, it's like a disadvantage. And I really
love... Well, I also think people say because it's your third girl and people always assume that you want like a mix of genders. I also don't like also assume what people are telling. It's not like it's your first baby and they're like, you have a girl, they tell you to change your sex.
You know, it came from people... It wasn't just that comment, but everything that happened after.
No, I mean, yes, of course.
So,
I'm just trying to give people benefit of a doubt here, you know what I mean?
Buena gente. You're good people. Risa's good people. She has a heart now and she loves everyone. That's what she's saying.
Didn't you hear the beginning of the episode?
But I just like felt like it was, and I, it was just so empowering for girls. And, you know, this is Tuesday already. Yeah. I'm sure a lot of people have seen it. But I really love the fact that there wasn't a romantic relationship.
I was actually talking about this in interviews. What I like about it is that I like that in Hollywood, every time you see a boy and a girl, a man, a woman, mm-hmm. there's always a romance. Mm-hmm. And it always has to be a relationship. And I have a lot of guy friends. And it's so weird that we never have those stories where women can just be friends with men, yeah. you know? And it's kind of a cool reminder that you can be that. Mm-hmm. This movie's just like, they don't like each other that way. Yeah. They just really like each other as people / cars, you know what I mean? But also, you know, but what I like is that, I like that the lesson in this movie is about how it's a reminder that anyone can win if they're good enough. Mm-hmm.
And they prepare.
And it kind of sucks that we forget that women can be good enough.
Yeah.
You know, where I was talking to somebody from Pixar and they mentioned that they screened it in, I want to say Chandler, Arizona, outside of Phoenix. And at the screening, there were girls that couldn't believe the ending. Mm-hmm. And they couldn't believe what happened and they had to ask their moms.
Like, what does it mean? Is it real?
Like they had to ask their moms if I had done what I had done. And it was weird to think that these little girls, they don't see the stories where they actually win. And mm-hmm. by win, I mean, like, achieve your dream, you
win
know?
Win in life.
Yeah. And also, I like that that Cruz Ramirez is not a princess.
She's not.
It's, like, another option.
I love that her name is Cruz Ramirez, period.
I know. Isn't that great? And I love it. It's Cruz Ramirez. We never talk about her being Latina. And
Or
a girl. Mm-hmm. So I love that because we really see how good she is.
Yeah.
You know, and it's, like, don't we all want that? Especially, you know, I was saying this weekend, like, as a Latina, I want people to respect me for the work that I do mm-hmm. and not just, and see more than just a Latina, you know? Mm-hmm. It's like, because, I mean, look at you guys, you know, with Guelaguetza and everything. You guys are smart business women that are doing it. And it's like, we need to celebrate that more and see that that's actually very common and it should be acknowledged more.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I love that. I love that lesson because I think that kids should learn that from a young age.
Thank you.
No, it was great. I really love that.
I think
story.
You have a great point because sometimes I have that issue personally where they always kind of put me like in the Latina box. Mm-hmm. And it's like, well, like, why can't I just be like the best?
Yeah.
Like, why do I have to be the best Latina?
Yeah.
Or like, why do I have to be like the best woman?
Yeah.
And I understand where that comes from.
Of course.
I understand that comes from like, well, you know, there's other Latina women who like, when they're young and they kind of see you and they're like, oh, I can be that too. And they want to see yourself in them. I get that part. But I think that, like, why do they have to kind of, I don't know, like, why can't I just be the best, period?
You
know what
absolutely.
I mean? It's almost like,
it's very specific.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like, I hate when they have the lists. I hate when you see so many lists that the list, like, lists for top something used to be top 10, top 20. Now they have like top 34. Now they have like top 17. Yeah, it's always very specific. Yeah. You know?
40 under 40. I'm still like hoping to be in
to
there.
List everybody that they know. They're like, oh, well, we have to put everybody, all 17.
And there's
them.
Like 18 of them. So just put top 18.
Yes, exactly. Like everybody. Yeah. You know. And it's so weird because you're thinking, I think this is actually, I'll talk about Selena. I'll compare it to Selena.
Course.
Like, I know. I gotta break it down to things I understand. Selena, when she was crossing over to the American market with the English album, the community, because I grew up 2 hours away from where she lived, everybody lost it. Like, everybody mm-hmm. was so excited because for the longest time, she was in the box of the Tejano, Latina, mm-hmm, everything.
Yes.
And when she was jumping into the American market, I Could Fall in Love and Dreaming of You, they were not the Tejano hits.
Yeah.
And that showed that she was bigger than what that box that they put her in. You know, and that's why we were so excited. That's why the Latino community where I grew up, we were so excited because finally someone that was like us was moving to a bigger platform where we were just seen as somebody that was a talented singer that was outside of Tejano. Like, it's so great that she sang that and she comes from that. But to see her do something different, you're like, wow. We can do something different, you know?
I heard something. You just described yourself. You just described yourself. Because that's who you are. You're not just a comedian Latina. Now you're a freaking Pixar movie cartoon in a, like, non-comedy, like, drama Pixar person. So you've officially become your own Selena.
I love that, but I don't believe it.
you just described yourself. But think about it. Come back. Described yourself.
Oh, that's so crazy. You know, if you hadn't said it, I would have never even thought about that.
You just described you.
It's like a huge congratulations. You're kind of like a big deal.
Congratulations.
I love that.
You just achieved your Selena dream.
Oh my God.
Let me tell you something. When I went to Target over the weekend, I saw your car and then we were playing with it and then your voice came out and I was like, this girl, it's in a freaking toy.
Like, this girl buys my caldo de pollo, and this is her. She uses the same voice to order the mole here.
You just record her and sell it. Cruz Ramirez is ordering mole.
I'm like, I'm taking Cristela home with me. Yeah. And if I want to hear her, I'll just push the button.
You know, my sister, I've been going to Dallas a lot to visit her the past month or so. And we'll go to Target and we'll see the toys. And she'll press a button to hear me talk. And then she raises the toy next to my face. And she's like, say it again. Say it again.
Don't you love it how like family ever brings you down? Like,
you could be the most successful person ever, and then you go home and you're like, hey, huerca, no traeme esa cerveza. No. Allá no me importa. I don't care what you are outside. I hear it's like so dumb.
Like real quick.
I know, real quick.
Like real quick.
You could come in, you're like, I'm the star of Pixar. Like, oh yeah, bring me some tortillas. You gotta go to the market, you gotta bring me some tortillas.
I'll be back to care of my kids.
Oh, that's me. It's funny because like my sister, she has three kids, they're adults now, and I helped raise them. And it's funny, every time that I, like when I got the TV show or anything cool, I go visit and she always has me doing chores around the house. And it's so weird because I'm just like, I'll be raking her landscaping. I do a lot of her landscaping.
What the heck?
I do a lot of her landscaping and I'm just like, damn it, I'm in cars, man. Like, why am I doing this? Like, we will go to like Home Depot or Lowe's, we'll buy all this stuff. And I'm like, the moment she does it, I'm like, I know I'm going to have to plant all this stuff. And it's true. I go home.
She's like, open your trunk.
For real.
You're a good gardener? Hold on one second. Do you want to come over?
We're doing a project right now.
Oh my God. I get to your house and you're like, why am I wearing a car outfit to the gardening? Why am I gardening in a yellow car?
To entertain my son.
I know. I'm like, why is there a birthday party in this garden that I have to perform at?
Oh my God. Can you come dress as Cars for me?
Oh, that's what you know. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Can you imagine if your sister makes you do that?
For Halloween, I'm going to dress up as the piñata version of Cruz Ramirez. No,
can you imagine if your sister could come over and she's like, I got like three birthday parties I want you to come to?
She would probably do that. She would probably do that.
I got that for you without you knowing. Like, what are you doing?
That sounds like something you would do, Julie, in case you're listening. Oh my God. No, for real. So for real. It's like, but yeah, you go home and they knock you down. Like, they remind you what you are.
And one of the things that I really loved when we were at the junket was the lady that came from your hometown.
I can't believe they called on her. Somebody from my hometown paper, the Monitor, like South Texas.
What's your hometown?
San Juan, Texas, next to McAllen, Texas. Mm. That's the big city, but not really. And we did the junket. We did the press conference, and they did a Q&A with the audience. And the first woman they called on was from my hometown. Yeah. Out of all the papers in the country, like from my hometown. And
she was just like, what is the message that you want to send the people back? And I really love what you said. It just says, tell kids that they're allowed to dream.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, yes.
Well, you know, because I always say it's like people, like in my neighborhood, everybody's poor. We don't have money. And, you know, when you have a family that's trying to get by, sometimes you forget to tell your kids that they matter. Mm-hmm. Because the parents are too busy. True. We're too busy trying to make ends meet. Right. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's like my mom, she worked a double shift at a restaurant. She was in the kitchen, you know, double shift 6 days a week. And I mean, she worked hard. She came home. She was exhausted. She would come home for a couple hours, go back to it. Mm-hmm. She didn't have time to tell me, like, mija, you can do it. Mm-hmm. You know, and I know that. I know that she was busy and she didn't even think about that because I think that for a lot of families, surviving and getting by is the most important thing, you know? Yeah. So it's like we forget
eating.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Like basic needs.
Yeah. You know, and I think that with kids, especially kids now where we live with all the social media and all the negativity and stuff, we need to make sure that kids, we also get to send a positive message to kids, and we need to be able to tell them, hey, things are good. You can be good. You can, you matter, you know, because if you don't, they can go on Facebook or Twitter or anything, even YouTube comments. You know what I mean? It's like they can go on YouTube. Worse. Yeah, they're vicious because they're not accountable. So they're just strangers saying mean things for fun, you know? Yeah. And
I think YouTube comments are the meanest, and then Facebook public page comments.
Oh, yeah.
And then Instagram.
Oh, girl, you know, like
I think that's how it goes in ranking.
You know how we were talking about how, like, I had a crooked tooth and I got it fixed, right? And I posted pictures, and, like, you guys can go back and you can pinpoint when I got it fixed. You're like, oh, she got it fixed that day. And you like cannot
cars money on deck.
You cannot imagine how many people have been so mean to me
because
I got my tooth fixed.
What?
And it's just like, but why are you being such a jerk? Like when I'm trying to better myself, like I have the money to improve something I wanted to improve.
I'm a car, goddammit.
Exactly. And they're like, when have you seen a car with a crooked bumper? Never.
You know? But I mean, there's Mater.
I love Mater. You defend. This girl has so much heart that she's now defending everyone that's not even in the room. She's like, pero Mater.
But what about Mater?
He's adorable. He's like my favorite. I love Mater. You know, it's weird how people, even when you try to do something good for yourself, there's somebody negative online telling you why it's wrong that you did that. And for me, that's why we have to think about it and make sure that we focus on kids and let them know how important they are.
It starts very early on. I'm not sure if I already shared this on the show, but
I don't think you have it.
My daughter's 5, and then one day she came to me and she was like, Mom, and she was covering her mouth, and she was like, Mom, can you please take off my bigote? And I was like, what are you talking about? She's like, I just don't like the way my bigote looks. And I was like, how do you even know this stuff?
Yeah.
And her own, like, friends at in the classroom were telling her, like, that she has a mustache. And so then I started, it just really hurt me and my husband just to see that, you know? I was like, I'm not ready for this. I was expecting it to be later, you know, middle school. I'm not sure. Like,
not she's at five.
She's 5. And she started, like, feeling self-conscious. Mm-hmm. And the other thing was, like, the other day we were talking with some friends and a guy that's our friend, you know, I kind of comment that, and he was like, well, then you should take it off. And I was like, she's 5.
How old is she? 5.
Yeah, and he was like, well, you should do it because then she's always going to be, like, self-conscious about herself. And I'm like, it's because of guys like you that girls do so much stuff that they do. You know what I mean? Absolutely. I was like, I cannot believe you're telling me to take off my 5-year-old's mustache.
Yeah.
So then after
and how normal he thinks it is.
It's normal. Yeah. He was like, if I had a daughter, I would take it off.
That was my second question. Did he have kids?
He doesn't have kids. Mm.
Well, it's easy to judge when you don't
know. Probably never will be, and I hope his penis falls off.
Oh my God, this podcast just became Brujeria Hour. Give me an egg. Vamos al jardín. We're going to get some sávila. Yeah.
We're going to bury a chicken.
We're going
to... ¿Tienes su foto? Dime cómo se llama. ¿Cómo se apellida? Dime cómo se llama y cómo se apellida ahorita.
That's hilarious.
It was funny. So my mom was there. And my mom was like, well, I have one. And I said, I have one too. Look. And I was like, made her look close. I was like, I have one. Yeah. Everybody has one. Sabina has one, the little one. She was like, everybody does. Like, it's not a bad thing. So then I decided that I'm not going to take off my mustache from now on because I just want her to see that it's fine. You right. know? And I'm just like, I just started like freaking out because I was like, I can't, I'm not ready. I'm not equipped to do this job, you know? It's so much.
It's too much. Like,
I actually am fortunate enough to be able to listen to my daughter and to, you know, be there for her and go and, you know, have availability to go to her school and just be watching her. So I think about all the kids that don't have that luxury, that the parents are working all the time, that they are picked up late because their parents have to work. And, you know, and that's, I see how that spiral starts really early on and how kids get hurt and lost really early.
Yeah.
And it's very sad, you know, to see that. And now it's getting like when they're younger and younger and younger.
You know, I think that's why, what I loved about my family, and I think that this is something that I think we never talk about, especially like in the Latino community. I think we should tell more stories like about how it really does take a village to raise a kid. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, you know, like I helped my sister raise her kids. I'm like their second mom. Sometimes even as adults, they still call me mom, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's something that's very common in a lot of families where, you know, it's a big job and you don't know how to do it, especially on your first kid. Like, you're figuring it out and you're getting all this advice.
You still don't know what
exactly. You know, and it's weird because, like, sometimes you realize that in certain families, like in my family, I, like, the aunt was also a mother figure. There's so many people, because sometimes when the parents are busy, that's why I helped my sister raise her kids, because she and her husband, they were trying to work all the time to, you know, to get off their feet, you know? And I would get, they would drive me from McAllen to Dallas. It's a 9-hour drive in the summers to take care of them. And I started taking care of my sister's kids when I was 12. Yeah. You know, and it was, and that's pretty typical, you know? You know,
I took care of my siblings when we moved here.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
my parents would work.
It's like the job. Yeah. It's kind of, that's just what,
that's
you,
what
do,
you do. Yeah, it's what you do.
But we need those kind of family dynamics. We need those kind of families, because sometimes if the parents are busy, someone needs to be around to at least just like see the kids and tell them that they're okay, you
and
know?
And sometimes it's the wrong person.
Exactly. And that's why we got to make sure that that the right message gets to the kids. And, you know, it's funny because another thing I've noticed, it's this fad online where anytime that I try to better myself, I always get a lot of negativity. Mm-hmm. I started losing weight. And I started losing weight because I was I had high blood pressure. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to control it. I was eating terrible. I was on the road. And I started losing weight because my family also has a history of diabetes. And every time
you're Mexican,
exactly. I for real, half Mexican, half diabetes, right? You know, and I wanted to lose weight to not have to take pills, and to take care of myself,
to live.
Yes, and you can't imagine how many people will say, "Oh, you sold out. You're going by Hollywood standards. You need to lose weight. Like, love yourself, love your big body." And I'm like, first of all, bitch, who are you calling big body? Like, first of all, get out of my face with that big body comment. But it's like, no, you guys are going for, like, you. That's immediately where you go to, and you don't think about it on an even simpler term where I don't want to be thin. Like, I don't want to be, like, this impossible standard. Yeah. I just don't want to die young. You know what I mean? Like,
I just want to live.
Yeah.
I just want to, like, not have to go to the doctor.
For real. And it's so funny how people... That's when you see that people project their own feelings onto you, and that's what they see in themselves, they see in you, and that's what they tell you. It's crazy.
That's a great way of putting it, by the way. If people could see that, and if we can even show, or even if you can teach Grisa that concept at a very early age, like, that's them projecting on you. You know, like, it's a hard concept to even understand as adults, but it's like, how do you transfer that same message to a child?
You know, it's really hard, because I think that I realized that when I was younger, because when I started telling... I wanted to act since I was maybe 8 or 9 years old. My first play was in first grade. It was Hansel and Gretel, and I was the evil stepmother.
You know, like, my dream role.
I have played so many villains that I should be in every novela ever. Like, just
you
a
have
villain.
The laugh, though.
I know. Francisco Canalla. It's always like
this. Yes. Yes. Keep going, please. Keep going.
It's that thing where...
Another one.
Let me see.
Can you record my voicemail?
Desgraciado.
¿Tú crees que te vas a salir con eso? No. It's always those stock lines in that way. It's like, zoom hard to the face.
And then you turn around and look at the camera.
And if it's on Friday... Like, vas a ver lo que voy a hacer contigo. Weekend.
Have you ever watched a novela lately?
I haven't watched a novela in a minute.
We're regressing, and I'm going to catch you up really quick.
Yeah, so.
Before we go, because I know us, I'm gonna rescue that conversation real quick. Everyone has always said, you've been wanting to act since you were 9.
Every time I told somebody that I wanted to do what I'm doing now, they would always, a lot of people would make fun of me because I was in this little border town, and they're like, well, how are you going to do that? Like, you're stupid. You don't know anybody. What are you going to do? And I realized as I grew up, I would hear it from certain people, but then I had my drama teachers that really kind of saved me and kept me on the right path. Mm-hmm. It's like what you were saying, Paulina, about like having
the right people.
You know, the right people. That was the right people. But it's funny how... it wasn't until I was growing up and I constantly had people saying stuff to me that I realized, oh, the ones that think I'm dumb for chasing it are never going to leave.
Yeah.
You know, sure. And it's that thing where they don't even, and it's nothing wrong with them. They just, they can't think of a bigger world outside because all of our families there are, you know,
the
like
right people.
Yeah, you know, and you know, it's like, especially when you have family there and you have the job, like out of school and everything, and you start your life, and you know, it's like, it's just a different way of thinking. But because they think differently, and your dream isn't their dream, mm-hmm. they're like, you're weird. Why is that? That's a weird dream. Who dreams like that?
Yeah,
and that's when you realize, oh, that's their thing. Like that's not, that's got nothing to do with me.
That's why it's so important what you said. Like kids have to learn to dream. That they can, if they see something and they wanna, you know, if they see somebody that they admire or they wanna pursue a dream, that we should be like, go for it.
Yeah,
you know? Just do it. And I'll be like, ay, you're dumb. Ay, ¿cómo crees?
Yeah,
exactly. Because even sometimes the parents are like, ay, tú estás loco.
That was my mom. Yeah. You know, my mom, she just never thought that I was going to do it because of where she came from. Of course. You know, she's like, she's from a rancho. She went up to like second grade. She, you know, she had no money. She came here. We were really poor here. And she's like, I mean, the idea that her daughter would want to go to Hollywood and act like, who? She's like, ni tenemos comida. Like, we don't even have food. And you want to act. Like, that was actually one of the reasons.
Trabajar.
Yeah. Like,
get a real job.
That was one of the reasons. She wanted me to cut hair. That was her dream job for me because she said, in a recession, people's hair still grows, so you always have a job. That was one of the reasons I fixed my tooth. Because I wanted to fix my tooth since I was a kid.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it was that thing, I didn't have money to do it.
Yeah.
And I remember, I didn't know how expensive dentists were or what or anything. Like, and I remember I asked my mom if I could get my tooth fixed. And my mom was super sarcastic. And she's like, oh, yeah, no, go, we'll get it fixed. And then she's like, hey, everybody, we can't eat anymore because your sister wants her tooth fixed and it's really expensive. So throw away your food or eat it because this is the last meal you're going to have for years. No, you're going to look really pretty. You know, and it's like,
God bless your mother. That's where you got your sarcasm.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I'm totally my mom. Oh, I'm totally my mom. But I mean, yeah, you know, it was like that thing where she couldn't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard because it doesn't happen very often, but I understood why she said it and I didn't let it stop me. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times it stops you.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes from...
Do you know why it didn't stop you? Can you pinpoint to that moment? Was it like something you saw? Was it like one day you woke up? Did you have a... Like, do you know what it... Can you pinpoint maybe like something?
I feel like my freshman year in high school, I had this guy, I had a bully throughout all of high school. He was a year older than me.
I saw
and,
your post about
him. Yeah. ¿Cómo se llama?
Su apellido, por favor, también. I don't want to tell him. I don't want to give attention to him because I don't want to.
No, para
que. Oh, para la brujería.
Para que la metamos en el otro.
Ooh, we have a venganza list really hardcore right now. Ooh, send us the names of everybody that wronged you. We're gonna have a session. We're just gonna.
People are gonna believe this.
I know.
We're gonna come up with a brujería rosario.
Disclaimer: we do not endorse brujería.
But I had a bully my freshman year, and I didn't know the concept of a bully. I'd been made fun of by kids because I was like the poor kid of the poor kids. But I'd never had one person make it like their job to make your life a living hell. And he was so mean. He was a year older than I am. And he was in theater, and I was in theater, and we used to compete in high school. And the moment I realized that he just loved to make me feel bad, I started working really hard to make sure I beat him in everything he wanted to do.
Mm.
So I started making a list of everything he wanted. And I beat him and everything, and I didn't let him have it. And that made him hate me more, and I loved it. Because like, for me, like,
Venganza 101?
Villana. It's the novela villain.
That's good.
No, but because for me, it was at that point where he was actually the person that represented everything that stops me, every doubt that I have. And when I was 14, I just realized, I love this so much that even you can't stop me from doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't until I was 18 when I told my mom that I was going to college for theater that she got on the floor and she cried because she didn't want her kid leaving, you know, and she like begged me not to leave. And I remember at that moment, I told her, like, I love you so much. And I was always like the good daughter. I'm like, I love you so much, but I love this thing even more. And I have to leave. I'm like, and I hope that you understand. And she didn't talk to me for a long time after that.
Oh, wow.
And I hated it. But at the same time, I knew that that was bigger than me. Like, I just loved it so much. And I guess actually that's the bigger moment. When I decided to leave, that I realized that I was an adult that was making their first big decision that went against my mom.
Yeah.
And I never went against my mom. Like, I
mean, how
never.
Could you? You're a Mexican girl.
Exactly. That's why. I was like, oh, my God. That's like making the Virgen mad.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
Se te va a secar la mano.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I've been growing up so many times.
Yeah.
And I kind of have dehydrated hands. So now, like, it's actually true. They for real measure my hydration level in my skin, in my hand, and it was at 49 out of 100. And what? I was like, oh, it's because mom, I one day raised my hand at my mom.
Do you think he knows that? Do you think he knows that?
I'll tell you a really, I'm going to tell you the best story ever about.
Tell me.
About, like, payback. So this guy,
oh,
right?
Yes. We love
both. I love, like, this story, you're going to think it's not true. My ex-boyfriend was with me, and we still talk about how crazy the story was. So my bully, right? He's a year older. He graduates a year before me. We end up going to the same college for, like, a year, and then I leave the college because I just can't stand him, and I didn't like the school. And I forgot about him. So at this point, I was, what, like, 19, I guess, when I saw him last? Cut to, I want to say, maybe 9 years later. I'm doing stand-up, and I'm opening for this comic, and he's in New York, and, you know, I have to fly with him, and we have to do press. So he has an assistant, and we're at Sirius doing interviews, you know, and we're all so tired because we took a red eye, and the assistant said, she takes out her phone. She's like, hey, guys, let me read the Chi of the Day to you. It's the stupid app that she had, right? And the thing, it was a saying that was like, be thankful for your friends, and more importantly, be thankful for your enemies because they make you who you are,
mm-hmm.
right? And the moment I heard that, I was like, I started telling them, this guy, Rick, da-da-da, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, they're like, wow, he sounds awful. And that was it. That night, we do a show at Caroline's off of Broadway. After Caroline's, we're all hungry and it's late and we don't know where to go. And we're so tired that we're like, what's the closest thing that's open right now? And my boyfriend was with me, right? He had flown it. And the manager of the club said, there is a Chinese restaurant next door named Ruby Foo's. That's open late. And we're like, screw it. Let's just go there. It's so convenient, right? We get there. I want to say there's maybe 11 of us. So it's a big round table, right? It looked like a Latino Last Supper. And, you know, like, and I'm talking to my boyfriend here. And my boyfriend, you know, like, we're just talking, and no one's taking our order, and we're kind of waiting there. And and everybody's really tired, so I asked the assistant to the comic, "Hey, what's the chi of the day?" And she starts laughing, and she's like, "Chris, it's been such a long day that it's actually the same chi. It's the same day, like yeah. It's the same." And she took it out and she read it. And I said, oh, that's right. I talked about Rick. And I'm talking to my boyfriend, and the server comes up to take our drink order.
And it's him.
And it's Rick.
Oh, my God.
He's our server in New York City at this Chinese restaurant in Times Square. And the moment I heard his voice, like, I was here like this, like, looking away from him. He was behind me. He's like, can I get you guys anything to drink? And right when he said that, like that, I was like, I was 14 years old, and I was just, my face dropped, and everyone noticed it. My boyfriend at the time was like, what is wrong? I'm like,
that's it.
I think, and I haven't even turned around yet. I'm like, I think that's Rick, the guy I was just telling you guys about this morning. And they're like, shut up. And I'm like, I think so. I'm so scared to look. And everybody was giving their order. I was the last one, and I turned around, and I'm like, and I was like, oh, and I looked at him, and he looked at me, and he said, Cristela? And I was like, hey,
that's right, remember?
And I'm like, I'll have a Coke.
I didn't know what else to say. And like he left. Like he hugged me. He hugged me, right? Like I have amnesia and I forgot what happened in high school. Like, I know what you did in high school.
It happens all the time, right?
Oh, right. You always get friend requests from people that are like, hey, remember when I called you a bitch? JK. Like,
yeah.
No. Yeah. I remember. I remember.
Yeah, let's not be stupid. Like, why would you friend request me? You were like the most mean person ever.
Yes.
Like, what makes you, like, what is wrong with you?
They act stupid. They act stupid.
They forget.
So he hugs me. Because he recognizes the comic that I'm opening for. And he goes and gets the drink order. And everybody at the table is like, hey, are you okay? Your face. And I was like, guys, you know that bully I was just talking to you about this morning? Like, just this morning? That's him.
That's
our server.
I mean,
that's so life. But that's so, like, that is fate and karma just giving you a gift. You know what I mean? Like, because it's like
you've worked so hard.
Yeah.
Here it is.
Mika, you know how you flew to New York in that middle seat? Here's a gift for you. Like, you know, I'm going to make it better for you.
Yeah, like.
And they didn't believe me.
That's like a cherry on top. That's like life hanging you like right, like you're in the right path.
The people at the table couldn't believe it because they're like, what are the chances that this is the guy, right? So he came over and throughout the meal, everybody was asking him questions about me. And he was answering them, but not.
No, like his version of
it. His version of it. So it was really funny because the whole meal, he even said, yeah, you know, he's telling the comic I was with. He's like, I'm a really big fan of yours. And I tried to get tickets. And he was living in New York at the time with his best friend from high school that was also a jerk to me. You know, so he's like, yeah, man, I was trying to get tickets for me and Sergio, but we couldn't get tickets. It was sold out. And I was like, oh, that sucks.
Oh, but too bad for you.
I know. I was just like, hey, stupid. I'm not going to get you tickets, stupid. Like, come on.
You're like, I'm good.
Yeah.
You're like, I need a refill.
Yeah. Yes. I was so like everybody and everybody the entire time that he would come over, everybody at the table kept telling him how great I was doing and just like to rub it in. Because now now it's all like a group effort against this guy. End of the meal. I leave and I feel weird because I'm like, this is the guy. Do I say bye to him? Like, do I just leave? Like, it's so awkward because at the same time, I try not to be a jerk.
Right.
So it's like, I'm like, what's the right thing to do?
Yeah.
So I asked the comic I was opening for it. And I'm like, what do you think I should do? Because we're leaving. And he said, well, it's like you could be a bigger person and you could go in there and say goodbye to him and give him tickets to the show. Or you could just know that I left him a big tip. And like a message saying like from you, just saying that like the tip was from you and to have a nice life, like, kind of like basically like a nephew, you know. And then he's like, so do you want to be a better person or do you want to be petty? And I'm like, I'm fucking gonna be petty. And I loved. I was just like,
best story ever.
But that story and everything. That's why like. For me, it's so important that we tell children,
yes,
chase your dream. Don't listen to anybody because years from now, that person that said no to you could be serving you Chinese food in New York City.
And with that, we're going to take a break and come back to Super Monkey Perfect in a week. You like that one?
I love that. I even like that you did the little handlebars.
It wasn't more.
It's a car. That's what I was going to say. It's a car. It's not a motorcycle. Okay.
I was like, is this menudo? Súbete a mi moto?
This one. Right? You know, my husband like drives like still like he thinks he's like 20 years old with like the seat all the way
back. Like that.
And like with his hat. And I'm like, honey, you're like 40 years old.
Hey, man, that just means that's 40 years of cool.
That's 40 years of handsome.
For real.
I do have a very handsome husband. All right, Paulina, your Super Mama pick or tip of the week?
My Super Mama tip of my pick, actually, this week is if you're pregnant, it's for all my preggo mommies that...
God bless you. Number one.
No, I'm actually going through... like I'm having a really tough... time with swelling is.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually started using a lot of Epsom salt on my feet. Mm-hmm. And so at night I just fill out the tub and I put my feet there for like 20 minutes. And that's really helped a lot because I already wear like big size shoes. Like I'm a size 10. Mm-hmm. So right now I'm having to wear like size 11 shoes. And it's so hard to find size 11 shoes that it is just like, you know, because it's getting so hot and everything.
Yeah.
That I started using Epsom salts, my midwife recommended, and I do some that have lavender. Mm-hmm. So I do it right before I go to sleep, and that really helps me with the swelling, and that also helps me go to sleep better. Plus, I diffuse lavender oils.
Yeah.
But it's been really, really helpful with that. It's just been, I can actually sleep at night. So that's my tip this week.
Nice.
For all the preggo mommies. And get a pregnancy pillow. Yes, that's the best thing.
I need one of those.
I think
you
that,
should.
I think that those two picks are not just for pregnant people. I think like anyone needs to be like. Have you ever like slept with a pregnancy pillow?
No, but I hug a pillow. That's how I sleep. I always hug a pillow.
These pregnancy pillows are like the best. You're like this. Like
I'm gonna take a picture of it and send it to you.
So my god! Yes, send it to me because honestly, like I love like throne. I for some reason I love the feel of the pillow. Like
then you are going to love.
And this one's can put it like all the way.
Oh,
you wrap it around you, and then it wraps you. It's freaking amazing.
Here I was gonna try to get pregnant just to use the pillow.
Or you can do that.
It's like being hugged the whole night. Get one even if you're not pregnant.
Do you want a pick or tip? Do you have a pick or a tip of life?
Of life,
yeah.
Anything,
you're like, how do I become? You buy a lot of stuff, okay?
I do buy a lot of stuff.
Yeah, you were like a makeup fiend. That's how I'm we a also makeup vibe. Fiend,
and I also buy a lot of toys.
Yeah,
you do.
I do. I buy a lot of toys. Yeah, you know, I buy
what
everything.
Kind of toys?
I buy everything that I couldn't have as a kid. Cochina. I buy.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
I
just had a conversation with you, real quick. I'm sorry. I had a conversation with my girlfriend right now. I was on the phone with her. She's going through this like relationship stuff and blah blah blah. And I was like, girl, go masturbate. Go find a guy on a dating app, make out with him, and go home. You will feel better. She was like, what? I was like, yeah, do that.
Bricia, life coach Lopez.
You've changed her life, Gisela, after you gave her feelings.
What? I'm just saying, like, if you're dealing with, like, boy drama, but I'm not saying you go sleep around, you can do it yourself.
That's true.
Go sleep around with yourself.
Yeah. Go sleep around with yourself. Go have fun with yourself. Be compared to yourself.
That's my Superman pick or tip of the week. Anyway, so toys. Okay, but we'll
That's your tip of the week. My God, what kind of podcast is this?
So what is your
from Disney cars to other kind of
toys? We are not sending this this podcast to Disney. I'll tell you that much. What is your anyway, you buy a lot of toys. What kind of toys do you like?
I like Legos.
Legos?
I love Legos. I love Legos. And actually, you know, my sister, she's older than me. She's older than me. And once a year, we get together and we have a Jacks tournament.
What
like
is that?
Jacks, like you know, like the Jacks, like the old school metal Jacks with the ball.
Yeah,
we have been doing this since we were little girls, and we still do it. We go all the way. So every year, we only use the set once, and then we give it away or something, and we get a new fresh set for that. So, like, I guess you know, actually, a really good tip is that for me is that you always have to do things that you did as a kid to remind you to not take life so seriously. And I think it's one of those things, like, whenever my sister and I get together and we'll do something like the Jacks, immediately we're like little girls all over again. And it's so fun.
Yeah.
And I love that, like, growing up, her kids used to see us and they used to love that because it was so exciting for them to see it. And we also, I don't know, I guess for me it was just, it's such a nice reminder of when times were easier. And you realize that sometimes we overthink things. Mm-hmm. So if you can make a list and do something that used to make you happy as a little kid and do it all over again as an adult, now that you've got the money to probably do it more or everything, you should do it. I think that's really important.
I love that. Oh, I love that tip because you're right. And I mean, yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Especially, I'm trying to think back and I'm like, what was it for me?
For me, one of my best memories was every Christmas our family gets together around a big table and we play loteria and we do it like for money with the beans and everything. And it's like something that we used to do when we were kids and now my sister's kids do it. And I love that. And I love, we don't even have to do it just for Christmas. Like when we get together, I took my family to Hawaii for vacation, Thanksgiving. Oh, yeah, I remember. And I took Loteria with me so that we could play Loteria in Hawaii. And I'm like, these Mexicans are like, I'll play Loteria in Hawaii.
I'm the one carrying the game boards with me.
But I love it because there's something so fun about it. And really, it's just like a great family moment that you don't even know you're creating. But when you look back, you remember it and you get so happy about it. And there's just something that when you share something with the kids, especially that you used to do, that they like, it kind of become, it takes on a different life.
I actually was talking to my husband last night about this, and I told him that I wanted to plan a play day for my daughter with my friend's kids. Mm-hmm. And I was like, but I just don't want just a regular play day. What I want to do is like stations with games and very simple games. That she had field day the other day, and I was like, realized how simple games are.
Yeah.
But just to see them at that age having a blast and laughing and getting wet, and those are the kind of things that we don't do anymore. Like, no. We used to do that as a kid. Like, as kids, we used to go out outside and play in the street, and you know, you would stay outside until like really late. But now it's like, you don't want your kids to go play in the street.
Yeah.
So I was telling my husband, I was like, I want to do that for her so she can see what other things are. Because I'm saying she looks at YouTube and she's looking at kids doing stuff.
Yes.
And I'm like, why?
That's such a good point. It is. It's so true.
Now kids look at other kids, you know, that are like recording themselves doing something fun, and kids are watching them having fun, sitting on a couch.
God, that's such a good point. That's so true. Like, they're not doing anything. They're having fun watching others have fun. Just go watch YouTube for 4 hours and do nothing.
Go play at YouTube. You know, like, go play with YouTube. She's like, oh, you already played too much.
That's crazy. That's going to be the features. I'm going to put our VR sets and we're just going to actually pretend we're having fun.
Yeah.
And we're going to pretend we're playing with others.
That's why I want to do that. You know, that's why.
We're going to pretend we're playing with other people from the comfort of your own home.
Yeah.
I told my husband, that's, I was like, I want to do it. Like, I just really want to do it. Like, I want to kind of start like a tradition, like, with her. And I told her, she was so excited to do that, because that day that I saw them with her classmates,
she's like, human interaction, mom, finally.
she had a blast, right? Like, she was wet and like sweating, and that's what childhood is.
Yeah,
you know, like, what's happening now? It's like, now we're just filling them out with like activities. She has to go to ballet and this and this, and it's so like,
yes, kids are busier now than I am as an adult. Like, I'm just like,
for real.
Like, why do they, like when you see the little kids with the backpacks with real wheels and stuff, I'm like, where are you going? What office are you going to? Like, they look like little business people. And I'm like, you're four. Like, what's in there,
kid?
For real. Like they look like they're every day, like they're going to the airport to travel. Like, man, like little Brian, 4-year-old's like, I gotta go to Detroit today, mom. I'll see you at 6. Oh, I hope my flight doesn't get delayed. Like, you know what I mean? It's so weird.
That's true.
I did want to buy a little wheel thing for the other day, but it was like Cars, and it was so cute. It was like McQueen. And I was like, I want to buy it. And then my son was like, but he's not even interested in it. And I'm like, yeah, but it can be for me.
He can be. He will be.
Yeah, it's true. It's like, it's so busy. And so I feel like we have a lot of pressure to make our kids, like, to make our, I mean, just in general, not, I don't have kids, guys. But, like, it's important now to have our kids be so busy all the time.
Yeah.
Because it feels like you're preparing them for life better. But sometimes you need to just let them be and let them have fun and let them discover what they want to do. Because sometimes, and those lessons are expensive, man. Like, you pay for those lessons and then they don't like them and you're like, I'm out.
I mean, she's not going to be a ballerina, you know what I mean? Ballerina. You know, like, I don't think.
Why? What?
Don't you? No, I'm just saying, like, that's not what she likes. Like, she really likes drawing. She loves drawing. So, you know, yesterday I was like, well, if you're going to watch YouTube, at least watch tutorials on how to draw.
Right.
So then she started watching tutorials on how to draw, and she was very excited about it. Instead of just like, then she can just, you know, at least move her hand, you know, or something. But it's just, I just see it with her now, and she's getting older, and, you know, her friends are the same. And, like, I mean, they play, but then they're like, okay, it's time to go watch TV.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I was like, how about go play outside?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's my thing.
It's a different world.
Well, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you, guys.
We should do this in a weekly.
Don't you do your podcast basis? On a weekly?
Yeah, you should just come and join us.
I'll come and hang out again.
Well, thank you, Grisela, for being here. I know you're really busy. Again, congratulations. I mean, I am so happy for you. I'm so proud of you.
Yes.
I hope that this weekend you take time to just sit down, do nothing, go to the spa, relax, and like breathe.
Take it in.
Breathe in gratitude and take out like excitement.
Yeah.
And just be thankful, you know? And I know your mom is really happy. She must be like, mira, mija, mírala. I always knew it.
¿Quién lo hubiera dicho?
Right?
Can I just say that I love that the movie comes out today, and I started my day with you guys on this podcast. But also, I think it's important to talk about when I see you guys, we have really good conversations about business. Mm-hmm. And I always love that because I want to give a shout out to those conversations because I think it's actually a great example of how we should all be helping each other. Mm-hmm. And especially, like, I love that we talk about, like, well, how did you do this? How did you do this? And this is what I want to do. This is what I want to do. And I love that we're very supportive of each other. And I love getting advice. And I love sharing advice with you guys because I think that's the only way that we can move forward and make more of a mark, especially as Latinas.
Welcome to the Super Mama Sisterhood.
You love a masturbation, that's why. You
have to have that conversation. Man, I'm going to go home and do that tip of the week.
Grisela, where can we find you at? What's your Instagram?
Instagram and Twitter are Grisela9. That's where I'm like.
Oh, and busiest. I love you have like the best Twitter too. Yeah. You have the best Twitter and the best Instagram. Check out those teeth.
Look at those teeth. Dude, for the money I spent, I'm smiling all the time. I don't even care. I don't care if I'm mad or anything. I'm smiling. I was telling my friends, I'm like, the moment I get into a fight, people are going to be confused. I'm smiling at them.
Hey, no, you better watch out. You better, like, take care
of them. I know. Oh, my God. Oh, don't even say that. Ay, bruja, bruja. Yeah. Satanás. Que la boca se te haya
chicharrón. Well, and find us at _supermamas on Instagram and Twitter, Supermamas Podcast on Facebook, and supermamas.la. I want to give a quick shout out to my cousin Roberto and his incredible Pandita team in Oaxaca. My cousin or cousin formed a all-mom running team in Oaxaca.
He's fabulous.
He is so cool. I'm so proud of him. They actually did their first run, and these are all moms that come from like older generations, new generations, single moms, just all moms that have never run before. And he really wanted to do something where they would be confident about themselves without being conscious about their bodies. Aww. And I think it's incredible. You guys should really check them out. Huge shout out to all of them and congratulations. I hope if you guys have any family members in Oaxaca that want to run, join the Panditas team.
And share this episode with a friend because this is a dope ass episode. We will see you next week. Super Mamas!
Super Mamas!
Can you say that? A big Super Mamas!
Super Mamas! Canalla!
Can we get a cruiser
Can we get a cruiser Yes, that's what I'm saying. Can we get a cruiser Mamas? Super Mamas, please?
Super Mamas!
Bye.
Wait, a novela Super Mamas.